In a typical year, several people in the United States come down with an unusual disease, the plague. It often comes from a flea that got it from a prairie dog or another rodent. Scientists have been searching for a way to quickly determine if these cases are natural or criminal, like a bioterrorism attack. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports from Flagstaff, Arizona, home to prairie dogs, fleas, and sometimes the plague.
If terrorists wanted to get a hold of plague, they could come to Arizona. It's not unusual for an outbreak to kill an entire colony of wild prairie dogs. When that happens, Paul Keim usually gets a phone call. He's a microbiologist at Northern Arizona University. This morning, he was talking on two phones at once.
About an hour and a half ago, I get a call from the county health people, and they say somebody has shown up in the emergency room at the local hospital, complaining of swollen lymph nodes.
The woman had been near dead prairie dogs, and she could have the plague. Lab tests will take a while. So Keim, wearing a shirt that says FBI Microbial Forensics, is driving an old truck out to where the woman was walking to see if, in fact, plague has wiped out another colony of prairie dogs. We pick up Dave Wagner, a tall ecologist with sunglasses and a baseball cap.
Where are we going, Dave? Where are we going?
Well, now that you're down here, you might as well cut across and go the back way.
In the 14th century, the Black Death killed an estimated 25 million people in Europe. Today, plague is treatable with antibiotics, but Keim says it ranks high on the list of biological weapons that might be used in a terrorist attack.
We don't know if this is a plague site or not, but it's possible that it is. And so you should be aware of your health for the next couple weeks. Let's say by chance we go into this region and you get bitten by a plague-infected flea. You will get plague, and it will come on very suddenly. You'll be 105 degree temperature, and at that point, you should instantly seek medical attention.
But when we arrive at the site, which is a golf course, we find the little prairie dogs are not dead from plague, but alive and well. They look like squirrels with smaller tails. They sit bolt upright to get a view, then dive down into holes, which are everywhere.
There's one right there. See him?
See him right standing up? Cute little boogers. He's eating. That's all they do is eat and look for predators.
Let's hop out.
It later turns out that in this case, the woman in the emergency room had the flu. But if someone came down with plague in a different part of the country, that could signal a bioterror attack. 2 years ago, a man and a woman in New York City were diagnosed with plague. And the question came up, could this be terrorism? Keim says if someone sprayed a mist of plague bacteria in a public space, a lot of people could get sick.
Well, it was one of the top bioagents developed by the Soviets back in that era of biological weapons. Even a single bacterium down into your lungs can cause the disease, contrasting that with maybe 5,000 or 10,000 spores of anthrax. So it's much more potent. It's something that we really worry about. It's considered probably number two behind anthrax on the bacterial list.
Keim and his colleagues have found a way to tell where a sample of plague bacteria originally came from. That could help sort out when to worry about terrorism. If someone in Los Angeles contracted plague indigenous to Russia, there would be concern. The team's work involved a detailed study of the DNA inside the plague bacterium, and it involved many hours in the hot Arizona sun fishing for fleas in prairie dog burrows. To demonstrate, Dave Wagner kneels down and peers into a prairie dog hole.
So what I'm going to do now, I've got a burrow swabber, and it's a high-tech piece of equipment which consists of a toilet snake, and we've cut off the ends and soldered on alligator clips. So this whole setup costs about $5 in the hardware store. And to the alligator clip, we attach a piece of white flannel cloth. If I breathe on this, I'm putting CO2 on that flannel cloth, which will attract the fleas. Fleas are attracted to CO2. So I'll do that again and shove it down in the burrow.
Do you ever wonder what the prairie dog thinks with this strange metal thing coming down with a piece of flannel on it?
I do feel sorry for them sometimes, and every once in a while you can hear a muffled squeak coming from down inside the burrow.
Prairie dog tunnels can wind 10 feet underground. After a minute, Wagner has a flea.
And I'll show it to you here. See it? Red moving around on the cloth? So that's what we're looking for. These little fleas that carry plague. It's about the size of a hangnail. They're very small.
The team did this with 1,000 burrows where there had been large prairie dog die-offs. 150 of the burrows had fleas containing plague bacteria. The team mashed up each flea and extracted plague DNA. It used to be thought that plague was plague, that plague bacteria in Kazakhstan or Madagascar or Arizona were all pretty much identical, so that if someone got sick, it could be hard to tell where the bacteria originated. But the researchers here found that's not the case. The team compared different plague samples and found that the DNA sequences differ slightly in some spots. Occasionally, when the bacterium reproduces, it makes a typo when it copies its DNA. So the plague bacteria in one prairie dog burrow can be slightly different from plague in a burrow a mile away. Kime's lab used this same approach to help the FBI with the anthrax case.
In the case of the anthrax letter attacks, we, in fact, located that particular strain from a particular place in Texas. And we know the Ames strain came from a particular cow in a particular year at a particular place in Texas. So that geographic locating is more precise than anything we expected we'd be able to do in both anthrax and in plague.
The technique will help tell investigators when not to worry about terrorism as well. That couple that showed up in New York, sick with plague, turned out to be on vacation from New Mexico. The new genetic fingerprinting matched the plague bacteria in their bodies to samples collected from rodents in their backyard. That's not too surprising. Plague is not ideal as a bioweapon. Unlike anthrax spores, Kime says plague tends to die quickly if it doesn't find a living host.
That is actually one of the problems that the Soviets evidently ran into is increasing the shelf life of their plague preparations and of their dispersal. And it was that problem which probably prevented it from becoming a bigger biological weapon than it was in their arsenal.
The real victims of plague may be animals in the wild. On his way back to the car, Dave Wagner wonders whether the prairie dogs will survive in the long run.
When plague hits a prairie dog colony, it's not uncommon for all the prairie dogs in a colony to die. What that means is that prairie dog colony will effectively be extinct unless other prairie dogs can make it to that colony.
Or prairie dogs and plague may both survive. The new genetic research showed plague will kill off a colony, then go into hiding. Deadly, but not so deadly that it kills off the hosts it needs to survive. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
Photos and information on plague research are at npr.org.